Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of Raya and the Last Dragon. My name is Daniel and joining me today is Anthony.
Hello everyone.
And Shabazz.
Hello, hello.
Raya and the Last Dragon stars Kelly Marie Tran, Awkwafina, Gemma Chan, Daniel Dae Kim, Sandra Oh, Benedict Wong, and Alan Tudyk. It is also directed by Don Hall, Carlos Lopez, and co-directed by Paul Briggs and John Rippa. Also on this review, we will be talking about Us Again, which is directed by Zach Parrish, which is the short film that is going to be debuting in front of Raya and the Last Dragon. But Anthony, before we get into the synopsis, I just want to let our audience know that we're on a mission right now in the movie podcast to hit 200 ratings. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please drop us that 5-star rating. Write what you like about the show, and we'll definitely shout you out on the next episode of the movie podcast, which, of course, you could catch every single Monday, along with our reviews throughout the week. Anthony, please tell us what Raya and the Last Dragon is all about.
Let me tell you what Raya and the Last Dragon is all about. Raya and the Last Dragon takes us on an exciting, epic journey to the fantasy world of Kamandra, where humans and dragons lived together long ago in harmony. But when an evil force threatened the land, the dragons sacrificed themselves to save humanity. Now, 500 years later, that same evil has returned, and it's up to a lone warrior, Raya, to track down the legendary Last Dragon, to restore the fractured land and its divided people.
Thank you so much for that, Anthony. Shay, please kick us off with your first reactions of Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah, for sure. So, we heard about this film about a year or two ago, I'd say, maybe longer.
Saw it at, I think, D23 back in 2019.
Right, right. And we heard about this cast. And I remember at that time, it was a different actress playing Raya. And then eventually, closer to the date, I think, of the movies coming out, it switched to Kelly Marie Tran. And I was wondering, you know, like, why make a change like that? After watching this film, you know, I was absolutely in love with it. I think Kelly Marie Tran did such a phenomenal job. She really enveloped herself into this character. The animation, no surprise there, Disney comes full swing in. Beautiful landscapes, some really picturesque moments. But what I really love the most is the story is so unique in a way where it's not so reliant on the typical Disney tropes. It's a very simple story, but there's so much heart to it. And, you know, I thought I'd miss the Disney musical aspect of it, but the score in this movie is also so good. I didn't miss it. I didn't miss the song and dance at all.
No, I'm right with you there, Shay. I mean, I didn't expect to love this movie as much as I did. I mean, it has obviously gorgeous animation. I feel like Disney animation has really just upped their level. Really since, I think, you know, when Frozen came out all the way back in, what, 2013 now, it really changed the way people looked at the Disney Animation Studio. They didn't see it as, you know, the secondary studio to Pixar. They really recognized it as like, hey, they could pump out some really amazing films, and they have with Zootopia and obviously Frozen 2 and Wreck-It Ralph. And, you know, this film, Raya, is actually really well made, and it's just gorgeously animated, like I was saying, and it's probably my favorite since Zootopia. But Anthony, how about you? What are your thoughts on Raya and the Last Dragon?
Yeah, I really liked it. The animation for me was probably the biggest standout of the movie, just because it looked so real at points. I almost photorealistic. I couldn't tell what was real or not, but I dig the action sequences. Very different than what I would expect a Disney film to have. It had like this Indiana Jones feel to it as well, because they're on this mission to find these stones that kind of help this dragon along its journey. I really, really dug it. I really dug the story. I really dug the characters. Awkwafina was probably the biggest playing, I believe, Sisu, the dragon?
Sisu. Yeah, Sisu,
yes, yeah. Dragon.
Really, really funny. Also, the baby in this movie. There's this baby character. It's really funny. But it's endearing. It has like this family. Like, it's great for the families. This movie is made for the family. But there are action sequences that a lot of adults would enjoy that I've never seen in an animated film like this before. this is kind of like the first time we've really gotten an adult action sequence with animated characters that look real. That's something that I enjoyed from this movie as well.
I was just going to comment on the fighting style that I believe it's a Filipino martial art called Kali. So it was nice to see all this representation from, because obviously this land of Kumandra, it's inspired by so many different locations. So what I love is that, you know, wherever you're from, you can at least find something to relate with these characters.
Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, what Disney films, especially this one, does so well, like you guys mentioned, that it does come down to being a film about families. And, you know, Shay, you alluded to this earlier where, you know, this isn't a musical. There's no, you know, stopping for song here. There's a lot of action in this film. And the villain, quote unquote villain in this film, really isn't a villain like at all. Everybody kind of has their own reasoning for things. And yes, she'll have people that Raya will have people that she'll have to go against. But that's only because, you know, her goals are a little bit different than somebody else's. And everybody at the end of the day is just trying to protect their family. So even mm-hmm. the villains aren't straight up traditional villains, you know, like twiddling their mustache kind of evil. There's yeah. there's reasonings for everything here, and it's really nice to see that. And again, just to shout out the gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous animation. I think this is the best animated film visually that Disney has mm-hmm. put out through its own studio.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, Daniel, you and I talked about when we were watching it was we knew when the villain would appear, we knew when the turns would occur. But we were still surprised how the story was taking place. One thing that I really wanted to focus on was the score. We touched on it. I touched on it a bit earlier, but oh man, it's nothing that I've ever heard before. There's so many different styles being taken place here, and I mean James Newton Howard, who you've definitely heard of before, comes in just swinging with all these different inspirations. It gave me a lot of vibes of how when Ludwig Göransson did the score for Black Panther, he really embodied the culture of what Wakanda is. And I feel like James Newton Howard did something very similar and tried to understand, okay, what are the sands of Kumandra? How can I impact that into this movie? And I'm going to be listening to the soundtrack on repeat.
Yeah, it really was a beautiful soundtrack. And just to talk about the acting in this film, you know, we know Kelly Marie Tran, she came in a little bit later into this process. But I think one of the standouts for me in this film is Awkwafina. I think Awkwafina has had such an interesting film career so far. You know, like she, you know, we started to really see her get her first big role in Ocean's 8. And then we saw her in Crazy Rich Asians and then The Farewell, which was one of my favorite movies from 2019. And obviously the Jumanji films and SpongeBob. And like we've seen her in a bunch of different things now. And here she is now in a huge Disney animated film. And it's not stopping for her because she's also going to be in Shang-Chi and The Little Mermaid. And, you know, she's having such an incredible career for someone who only started, I guess, fully acting 3 or 4 years ago at this point. So it's pretty amazing. And she just really embodies Sisu. She, as the dragon, she's just so fun to watch.
Yeah. I also really liked Gemma Chan as well as Namari.
Yeah, Gemma Chan was great.
Really good in this movie.
Yeah, you know, like I think there was just such a solid cast throughout this entire film. Something I want to talk about as well, because this will also be available to watch in theaters, is the short film that's playing in front of it, like we said at the top of the show, Us Again, directed by Zach Parrish. Shay, what were your first reactions for this short film?
Well, first thing that really stood out to me is this: the animation style and the overall feel of this short really felt like Pixar to me. It felt like Raya was definitely a Disney animation, and then Us Again felt like it was coming straight out of Pixar. It had this really catchy melody. I loved the colors. I loved the story that we were kind of being portrayed with absolutely no dialogue whatsoever, just purely based on the dancing and what you're seeing. It kind of gave me these like La La Land vibes in the best way possible. I really, really enjoyed my time with it. And I think that if you're going to watch Raya, you owe it to yourself to at least put this on right before and make it feel like it's part of that experience.
Definitely. You know, I should have let you know with the synopsis. Us Again tells the story of an elderly man named Art and his young at heart wife, Dot, who rekindle their zest for life through dance one magical night. And yeah, Shay, like you said, this the animation style in this film. I can't wait until we get a full on movie with this, I guess, level of detail and animation. Because again, Raya looks amazing, but you know, this short film Mustigan had a very distinct art style, and especially with the rain coming down, and you know, the rain kind of transforming them to feel more youthful, and seeing their dancing with the music. Pinar Toprak does the score for this. It's just a beautiful short film, and I think this is going to be one that in years to come we'll always look back and be like, yes, that was a short film that played in front of that. It was such so good. Anthony, what do you think of it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It was good. you guys literally summed it up. I don't know. It's a great short. Like, there's never really a bad short. I think the only bad short I've ever watched was the Simpsons short with Maggie.
Was that in front of Toy Story? I'm totally forgetting now.
Something, yeah.
I remember Lion King. Wasn't it not with Lion King or something? No, man, not Lion King.
Oh, Onward. Yeah. It was in front of Onward.
Yes. But yeah, I really dug this. It felt like a Pixar film, even though it wasn't. I think it was like the city lights and, you know, the character designs, and man, they really got the dancing down pat. I think that's another first in animation where you are creating choreographed animation, which is completely different than just having characters dancing. These were actually choreographed by a choreographer for the animated world. I really enjoyed the story. It has like foundations of like Up, where there's this grumpy old man who doesn't want to live his life anymore because he feels like he's past his due. And here's his wife who's lives this life of wanting to just be young at heart. And I think that's what it really dives down to, being young at heart. And I thought it was a really, really good short.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you had a lot more to say than you originally let on there, Anthony. So,
well, that was just me elaborating on your elaborations. But
Anthony is literally the old man from the short where he's all like grumpy and doesn't want to say anything. And then we were like the rain. We rained on Anthony.
And he was like, you're the acid rain. Okay, I'm burning.
Oh, my
oh my God.
No acid rain. So, guys, let's get into our recommendations for Raya. Obviously, with us again, I think it's easy to say, you know, you need to check this out, this short film. You're going to see it with Raya, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Raya specifically now. Anthony, start us off with your recommendations for Raya and the Last Dragon.
So if you have a family, this is a great family movie to watch. Great for a Saturday night watch. Your family will enjoy it. This is probably one of the best movies to watch with the family. And I think anyone who watches it is going to enjoy it. I was talking to Shay beforehand. I'm like, would I watch this if I was just a single dude at home and to spend the money? I don't think I would. I think this is a movie that I would watch with a group of people. It's just, it feels like more of a family oriented story. And it would make sense to watch it with people who you love, because it is a story about people who love each other and growing together in that sense. So yeah, I would recommend you watch it if you have a family and you want to watch something that's really, really good.
Awesome. I hope that's Shabazz.
Bad.
That was
not bad at all. That's great.
A lengthy way of saying watch it. Nice, nice, awesome.
Shabazz, how about yourself?
For myself, I mean, this is a Disney Plus Premier Access film, so you're looking at spending about $29.99 or $34.99 in Canada.
$34.99, yes.
Yeah, additional to your original Disney Plus membership. If you paid that much for Mulan and maybe felt a bit burnt out by it or anything like that, I'd say Raya and the Last Dragon is worth every dollar of the additional fee. It's a great time. If you've got a house of people that you're able to split that fee with, do it. I mean, it's going to cost that much to go watch it in theaters with popcorn and everything. So I'd say it's definitely worth it. If you want to hold off on it, you totally can as well. It will be a part of Disney Plus, I believe, in about 3 months after its premiere.
I believe they said June it would be there.
June. Yeah, there we go. So I'd say it's a watch it. I'd say put the money towards it for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3 for 3 on this. I'm going to say watch it. I think this is a great movie to watch with families. And right now, especially for us here in Ontario, theaters are not open yet. So if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, I think this would be a great movie to rent. And the nice thing with this movie, too, which is unique to Disney Plus, is that even once you rent it, it's not like a 24-hour or a 48-hour thing. That is on your account forever now, which is great. So if you want to rewatch it, if you have young kids who want to rewatch it and you know, just have it on loop like a lot of Disney animated films and Pixar films are on Disney Plus now, you'll have that option to do so. So I think there's a great value there. This is a great family film. I definitely say watch it. 3 watches. It's nice to, you know, have, you know, full on blockbuster films slowly creeping back into the rotation of our reviews. You know, it's been a long time.
It's nice to have a really good movie in a very, very long time.
I would say that this movie would have been great to see in theaters for sure.
Oh, in IMAX, it would have been so great. Mm-hmm.
But I have a pretty big TV, so I didn't mind it.
Raya and the Last Dragon will be available on Disney Plus with premiere access in most Disney Plus markets at the same time as it is released in theaters on March 5th, which is this Friday if you're listening to this review. Thank you so much for listening to our review of Raya and the Last Dragon. My name is Daniel. I'm here with Anthony and Shay. We do a show every Monday called The Movie Podcast, which is also the name of the feed you're listening to us on right now. We talk about news. We talk about reviews. We talk about trailers. We talk about everything. And sometimes we even have some special guests from around the movie industry on there. We have lots of fun special guests and announcements and lots of things happening in March. There's so many things happening. So make sure you're subscribed to us on our social media feeds at The Movie Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Drop us those 5-star reviews. Give us those ratings because we really need those and they help us out a lot. Thank you so much again for listening. That was this time with The Movie Podcast and we'll see you next. Yeah.